I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. A funny thing happened this week. The stick-to-sports crowd, usually so vociferous anytime political or social issues so much as butt up against sports, had little to say when news leaked that Wrigley Field would be used to host a political gathering raising money for a high-profile politician. Let's just say the Cardinals won't be the only ones wearing red hats in Wrigleyville this weekend. When someone tells you they want to keep politics out of their sports, what they really mean is they want to keep politics they don't agree with out of their sports. If they try to convince you otherwise, they're lying. Many of the same folks who threatened to boycott the National Football League when several players, most notably quarterback Colin Kaepernick, took a knee during the national anthem, see no harm in the Ricketts family, the owners of the Cubs, using Wrigley Field to wine and dine wealthy political donors. And of course, if you flip the script, the results would be similar. Those who understood the NFL players weren't protesting the flag or the national anthem are likely to see red during this latest intrusion, no pun intended. I get it. Sports is supposed to provide an escape, and oftentimes it does just that. There's nothing like taking the day off work and sitting in the bleachers with a hot dog and a beer, until you allow your mind to wander and begin considering where the $10 you spent on that old style is going. Is it paying newly signed closer Craig Kimbrell to close out games for your favorite team, or is it going to support politicians and organizations that don't align with your worldview? Best to just not let those thoughts creep into your head and take another bite of that hot dog. Except for some people, that's difficult to do. If you hear this and you're angry and you want to call up the station and complain or vent your outrage on Twitter that the sports guy isn't sticking to sports, so be it. As long as your next phone call or tweet is directed at the Cubs. After all, the Ricketts family isn't doing a very good job of staying in the sports-only lane either. That's the rub. Unless you practice equal opportunity outrage, you're doing exactly what you rail against. You're bringing your own politics into sports.